The Alaska House of Representatives today passed a Stand Your Ground bill on a 33-5 vote. House Bill 24 expands what's known as the Castle Doctrine, which allows people to use deadly force to protect their homes and businesses from intruders. The controversial legislation extends that protection to any place a person lawfully has a right to be. Bill sponsor, Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman, says it simply clarifies that self-defense is not a crime.
If you're in your home and an invader comes into your home, are you supposed to, you know, if we had a duty to retreat, maybe go hide in your bedroom? That's not what it says. It says you have the right to defend yourself in your home. Why shouldn't you carry those rights anywhere you have a right to be and make that clear?
Newman has introduced versions of the bill in previous legislatures, but they died in the Senate after passing the House. Similar laws are already on the books in about 24 states nationwide. They came under scrutiny last year after unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer, George Zimmerman, in a suburban Florida community. Initially, Zimmerman was not charged for the shooting because of Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Opponents of House Bill 24 cite concerns over whether it would limit the ability of prosecutors to try gang shootings, particularly in Anchorage. Andy Josephson, a Democrat who represents the Anchorage University District, also brought up potential public safety concerns.
I'm worried about more bullets being shot and the innocent people in the background of the shooting scene, in a mall, for example, on a Christmas Eve day, who are just shopping. And I don't think we've covered thoroughly enough what the liability might be to them.
Josephson was one of four Democrats who voted against the bill. The only Republican to oppose it was Lindsey Holmes, a former Democrat who represents West Anchorage and switched parties just before the start of this year's session. The Alaska Department of Law has had concerns over the 2010 Stand Your Ground bill, with then Attorney General Dan Sullivan writing that it would encourage the needless taking of human life. Current Attorney General Michael Garrity reversed course last year and has said he supports the current version of the bill. HB 24 still needs to pass the Alaska Senate before it can go to Governor Sean Parnell for his signature.